Okay, let's dive in. We're looking at Cape Town's Municipal Spatial Development Framework, the MSDF. It's their big 20-year plan for the city's growth. And it was recently amended, but what's really striking is why. It wasn't just a routine update, was it?
No, not at all. This was really driven by, well, a series of pretty major shocks hitting the city back to back.
Like what?
Well, think about it. They were just coming out of that massive 100-year drought, the whole day zero water crisis scare.
I remember that, yeah. Terrifying stuff.
Exactly. And then, boom, the COVID-19 pandemic hits, bringing huge social and economic disruption. So the old 2018 plan, it just couldn't cope.
So that 2018 vision, the one focused on integration and using the rail network, it sounds good on
It
paper.
was aspirational, definitely, focused on inward growth, trying to create a more inclusive city. But the reality of the last few years, as the sources say, was a sobering reality check.
How so? What went wrong?
Well, multiple things. You had a weakening national economy for starters, but locally, infrastructure backlogs were piling up.
Especially rail, right? That was supposed to be key.
Absolutely. The decline of the National Rail Service was a major blow. And then you add in project delays and, crucially, what the documents call unprecedented levels of unlawful land occupation.
Right, so that changes the whole housing and planning game.
Completely. So this new MSDF, it's trying to respond to all of that. It translates the city's broader goals, their integrated development plan, into a spatial vision.
The City of Hope idea.
That's the one. It's about committing to tackling that spatial injustice, integrating communities better, and importantly, being ready for future shocks, climate, social, economic.
And the core strategy is still this idea of inward growth.
Yes, but maybe approached differently. It's less about the city dictating every detail its prescriptive planning and more about facilitating development in the right places.
Okay, sort of guiding things.
Guiding things, exactly. Trying to avoid that low-density urban sprawl, which, makes things like public transport really inefficient and expensive.
Makes sense. But here's the tension, isn't it? How do you push for inward growth when the actual demographics seem to be pushing outward?
Ah, you've hit the nail on the head. That's the really interesting part.
The MSDF acknowledges this, right? That they need to think
Oh,
differently.
absolutely. They state pretty clearly that they expect informal dwellings to make up almost half of all new households by 2040.
Wow, nearly half. That's
It's
huge.
a massive shift. Informality isn't just present, it's growing exponentially. And often, as you know, in really precarious locations, floodplains, fire risk areas.
Making it harder to provide services and ensure safety.
Exactly. So the city's response is to double down on prioritizing investment in specific zones, these spatial transformation areas, or STAs.
Particularly the urban inner core.
Yes,
Yeah.
especially the UIC. The focus there is on leveraging the Integrated Public Transport Network, the IPTN, and really pushing transit-oriented development, TOD.
So building density around bus routes and presumably whatever rail capacity they can utilize or develop.
That seems to be the bet. Maximize density near transport hubs as the most efficient way to deliver services and fight that sprawl, even with the national rail challenges.
Okay, so to manage this inward goal versus the outward reality, the MSDF lays out three core spatial strategies. These are binding, right? They guide decisions.
Correct. Three non-negotiable strategies. First is economic growth,
Which means?
planning for inclusive growth, making sure people can access jobs. Things like protecting well-located industrial land, not letting it get turned into something else, and making the most of assets like the ports.
Got it. Strategy two.
That's urban management and balance. This is about managing growth carefully, balancing development with protecting the environment, biodiversity, and crucial agricultural land.
And importantly, steering growth away from those high-risk areas like flood zones.
Precisely. Safety and sustainability.
Okay, and the third strategy.
Inclusion and health. This is the social side. Building an integrated city, supporting different kinds of housing, transforming those historically marginalized areas, and really focusing on community safety and well-being.
So putting it all together, this amended MSDF isn't just a document sitting on a shelf. It's the blueprint connecting the big City of Hope vision to actual budgets and programs.
It's meant to be, yes. It ties into things like their catalytic land development program. It's the framework for spending in action.
But there's always a but. The document itself lists conditions needed for success, right?
That's eight fundamental conditions, and two really jump out, especially given our conversation.
Which are?
A growing economy and rapid release of land for development.
Given that's sobering reality check about the economy and the crisis around land occupation,
Zigzag.
it makes you wonder, What do those two conditions, getting the economy firing or actually managing to release suitable land quickly and fairly, which one will be the real make or break factor for this plan over the next 10 years?
That's the critical question to watch, isn't it? How this ambitious plan grapples with those fundamental constraints on the ground.